Oh yeah, the wiki's interesting.
It's okay.
Dude, one. I just got a one.
Dude, that's cool. Your name of your brother. Juan.
I think I should go.
Wow, that's the quickest we've ever gone to a cold open. What's up, gamers? I'm Garb. I'm your pro athlete gamer. Oh my god, that was some terrifying thunder just then. Pino, introduce yourself.
What's up, guys? I am the top Twitch streamer. My name is Pino the Pineapple, and I have my Mountain Dew right here ready to go for this podcast. Thank you very much.
Oh my god, he's going balls to the wall today. Who are you, Chuck? What is your gamer profile?
Hey guys.
Hi.
That's Chuck, and this week we watched No Dick, No Life.
No, that's not the name.
Try again, sucker.
It's no game. I lost 1,000 points.
Yeah, guys, idiot. Come on.
You lost all gamer. Your Twitch subscribers.
Guys, I can't believe you just answered the answer with a question. We're playing Jeopardy, guys. I'm Pat Sajak. I spin the wheel. Pat.
I will play... softcore porn for 500.
This softcore porn doesn't have a penis in it.
No game, no life.
Correct. But aww. No, actually, wrong. You didn't form it in the
excuse
form
me. What
oven
is
question? Thank
no
you.
No game, no life.
Shit. Pino gets the points. $500.
This is for my family down in the Bahamas. I miss you.
What are they doing down there?
I don't know. That's a great question. I just haven't seen them in a couple years.
Did you forget them there?
I couldn't tell you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to No Game, No Life.
Hope you like that.
I'm not the host of this podcast.
I'm not either.
We're not going to make our way out of here.
Welcome to Gamers.
Grub doesn't do it. Shut up.
How do we normally transition these?
What's the show?
I already said it.
You said no dick, no life. You're wrong.
I said it during the Jeopardy bit.
Say it again.
It's no game, no life.
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty good show. Pino, what do you mean?
You'll find out after the break.
No, tell me now. Tell me now. I'm impatient.
Hold up.
Don't get your penis in a
Listen, guys, I'm a gamer. I don't
have time to wait. Don't lose your penis to the life.
What?
Sorry, you said no dick, no life, so I kind of... I should never make these kinds of jokes. I'm going to just sit over here.
I love how not even 10 minutes in, and of course it's a disaster.
Come on. We got to keep rolling now.
No, I asked you a question.
Keep going.
I asked you a question.
What's the question?
Why did you say eh?
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. So you liked it.
Moron?
Or was it a joke?
Or did I? We'll never know. Okay, what?
It was good. It had good music, so I
that's
fucking...
not
that's not how we.
That's
hi guys,
how
I'm gonna take over how we go from here. To my left, having a little technical glitch, is Garb.
It's because I was programmed by Todd Howard.
Ooh, hey, it's me, Todd.
It's not he talks like.
With the new Creation Club, you can even make your own podcast in Skyrim.
The one learning how to fish. Well, that's Chuck.
Why can't I just fish?
It's all right. Just hit the
end button. Go get in the water.
And the one having trouble turning on...
Get in the water.
The one having trouble turning on his game console. That's me, Pino. Hi.
Water.
This isn't my Switch.
Fish, get in the water.
This is a toaster.
Who am I?
Water.
You're just the glitch in the system.
Water.
So, now, Garb, what did we watch this week?
No Game, No Life. And we're going to talk about what? What presentation. That's what we talked down.
You have our prior experience, you freaking moron.
I forgot that we do that. Now, I was the one who introduced that.
Yes, you did.
I forgot it.
I like that idea.
Real quick, stupid person. This was like one of the first shows I watched whenever I started actually like getting into anime.
Wow, another one.
Ooh. Yeah, it was like this and Nichijou and one other. K-On. K-On was the other one. Dude, but I did K-On like a group watch with some
very
people.
Delicious.
What about you guys? I know this is your first time actually watching it, but
I've heard you talk about it a couple times, but I was never like, I need. I was just like, that's a show, I guess.
But it has pretty colors.
I've seen, and I've just been like, yeah, I'm sure it's pretty, but I'm just like, you know. Just, I've never had the time to watch it, and now I did.
Interesting. What about you, Pino?
As for me, I've seen, like, screenshots of it, I believe, over the past, how long has it been out? Like, 5 years? Probably?
I don't remember.
3 years?
I don't know how long it is.
No, that's 4 years. Yeah, about, like, over the course of the years, I saw silver-haired little girl, I see tall brother, and I was just like, I like the colors. That's about it. But I never once thought, hey, I should give it a look-see.
I'm a child, and I need pretty colors to keep my attention.
Hey, no, we're not saying anything bad about the colors. I love the colors.
But speaking of them, what did you guys think of the overall presentation? I think it was beautiful, and it makes me happy to look at.
They got colors.
I actually really enjoyed the colors.
Well, yeah. Like the colored outlines.
Yes,
that's
exactly the thing that I really love about this. That mm-hmm. Basically none of the outlines you see are black, and that's it's so nice. It's the polar opposite of Yoshi's Island.
Oh yeah. That's another gamer game.
Guys,
anytime we bring up games, you're gonna sub to our Twitch page.
Yeah, okay.
we don't
go
have
to go to Upchuck Gaming on Twitch.
No, you meant go to pen.
Nope. Mm-mm. Come on, reboot.
Loading.
What percentage is he at?
Oh no, it's only a bar.
What?
It's like halfway
fatal
through.
Fatal error.
Oh shit. Turn it
restart
off.
It. Restarting stop. In Spanish stop. Mode.
Oh no.
Would you like to?
I can't understand.
Submit a bug report.
No.
No, gracias.
I can't read this anymore. It's all
right. Well,
weird
we just have someone speaking Spanish now, and that's just how it is. Psych.
Sorry, I had a.
Isn't that a French word?
Shut up.
Fatal error. And so the cycle continued, and this podcast was never released.
No Game, No Life. It was about pretty. It has a lot of nice bloom effects. There's a lot of light colors in this, which I really enjoy.
Mostly focused on red and blue.
Yeah.
Were the main two colors. And everything else kind of was playing with that. It was Studio Madhouse, which, I don't know, we've only talked about them a couple times.
Like,
what do you mean?
Half the podcast.
I've never heard of them.
This is my first day. Come on.
It's our first day. Come on.
We've jerked off Studio Madhouse
plenty.
Okay.
What?
Can we not say that?
Can we rephrase that?
We've...
At least I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
We've praised their artistic styles and unique ability to have different imagery in their series as a whole.
Yeah, just...
They did, like, One Punch Man.
Did you feel your brain cells return to you?
Okay.
No.
Shut up. They did stuff like Black Lagoon. They did Trigun.
They did One Punch Man.
They did a Wolf Child. That
Uno,
made me cry.
Uno Puncho.
Yes.
Juan.
Yeah.
That was racist.
No.
That's all right. I'm here. I'll give you a get out of jail free card right there.
Just this once.
But yeah. Don't do it again. I'll kill you.
Okay, but the backgrounds.
Oh, there it is.
I knew you were all waiting for me. So I
was just gonna ask you. I was gonna like meme you about it too.
I knew you were.
You just brought it up.
I'm gonna smack you in the face and meme myself. Oh. Okay, that was oddly sexual, and I feel very uncomfortable.
Much like this show.
Okay, shut up. It's very much following along the lines of the same outline in blue and red structure. It's very nice. And that since they're in a fantasy setting, it works greatly to their advantage, because the last couple weeks we've had like Tokyo or like just like meh, like not can't do a lot of anything. But this time they're This time they're able to do like beautiful skyscapes. I can't believe Pino just left the podcast. One of the big motifs of this anime is chess. You see a lot of chess references and chess pieces, and well, on chess the horizon.
I was just going to say that it's like the kind of root of all games, but or like all games can kind of be traced down to chess. But go on.
You're making this very, very difficult for me.
Yes.
I'm going to have to leave the podcast too.
Guys, I can't believe Chuck left the podcast. I can't believe it's just me. I don't function on a like Sora and Shiro kind of brainwave. So I don't know where he was going with that.
I had to come back. Sorry. I for some reason, I couldn't function without the podcast.
You okay, bud?
No, it's all right. Oh. You're here. But we're still missing Chuck. Maybe he'll come back if I...
Sound the Chuck alarm.
There he is.
I heard. Anyway, I don't know. They have chess pieces all over the world, and I think it's really cool how they use that. Especially, it's related to each race in... This No Game, No Life world. Do they actually name the world?
I just don't remember. It's called.
It's called Discord.
Discord? Dude, I love Discord.
We both had very bad jokes to that. Neither of them were good.
Discord, please sponsor us.
Guys, honestly, Discord, you should sponsor us.
Yeah, we use your site all the time.
In fact, we're using it right now.
Maybe.
Maybe. Don't tell Skype about this.
Don't tell TeamSpeak.
Guys, everyone knows real gamers use Discord.
Guys, this is the gamer.
Guys,
okay. What are we talking about now? Oh, the animation was actually real nice. Like,
I enjoyed it very much.
It's Madhouse.
Was Madhouse, and with the show like No Game No Life. If you weren't aware, there's a lot of lewdness in the mix, which they have. Wait, I hear you giggling. Which I hear they. While watching, I was very was very focused on the animation in those areas. Sorry, I have allergies, man.
Wasn't there a joke you made where like you asked how they were charging their like phones and stuff? And yes, I was like, yeah, they explained it. They did in the first or second episode.
I guess I was in
He was in Pino Land.
I was looking at this specific picture that you'll never see, but you'll see it in episode 2.
Wait, what? Wait.
Actually, lies, it's episode 4.
Wait, what?
Never mind. Continue. I just really like the fluidity of the animation that they had, not only for the racy bits, but for some of the fights, if I could call them fights or games.
But mentioning the lewdness, that was why during our Jeopardy bit, I said like softcore porn, because there's times when this is basically softcore porn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except you don't see.
Except
some
for
of the
they
bits.
Removed the nibbles and the vagina, so they could do that.
Yeah.
It's
perfectly legal for television.
Guys, I can't believe this is perfectly legal for television.
Guys, I can't believe
it's not butter.
I just can't believe.
Well, you better believe it. I'm Naruto Uzumaki. Welcome to No Game, No Life.
Hey,
I'm going to
Naruto,
be
I got a
the
question.
Next Hokage. Yet.
Why is your anime trash?
Well, the thing is...
he can't think of a rebuttal.
Naruto was like, damn.
So
Naruto recommended to read the manga, and then Pino was happy.
And then Naruto ran away.
And he started reading One Piece.
No.
He started reading The Great Gatsby, a classic American novel.
I'd like to read the Alexander Hamilton anime one day.
What is this podcast?
Guys,
it's
I have
your
no
podcast.
Idea.
It is your podcast. This is your episode.
let's have a nice little restart right here, but not, you know, just a little charge of pace.
A soft reboot.
A charge of pace? Pino. Guys, it's only two
guys,
of us.
What'd you think of the OP?
Guys,
you what was the name of the OP?
What is the OP? Garb.
Gamers.
No, that's not
it. No, it's not it. I'll read it for you.
It's This Game by Konami Suzuki.
I really enjoyed this opening. It was it was very just move. It's like at first I wasn't feeling it too much, but the song itself grew on me. I like the whole upbeat voice of the singer. I liked the fact that I could watch the opening and be like, yes, this is exactly what I would think of when thinking of this anime. Like, there's a lot going on. You can see all the main characters actually in the opening, unlike last week.
Golden time.
I was going there. I very much enjoyed it a lot. Plus, the piano was very nice in the background as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's very pretty.
It starts and it's like, bah, 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 bah. It's real good. I really like this one. So I'm going to do some referencing to Golden Time just because it's a good foil to No Game, No Life for this opening.
Right.
With it, it has it follows the, I guess, motif again of chess. That's the main focus of like the games that you see. So you always see these chess pieces, you see chessboard, you see all these grid patterns to allude to chessboard. And you see our two main characters, Sora and Shiro, falling, and that's how they got into the world. So you can see them entering into it as they plunge into the depths of World 2.0 is what I'm going to call it. And it just has a lot of nice colors, has some good symbolism, and it has a great song. And it's something that I'm just like, that's a tasty song. Mm-hmm. If I could just like fry it up and like put some like soy sauce on it, that would be a good song.
Nah, I'm watching my salt intake.
Nah, you can get sodium free.
A real gamer has to watch their salt intake.
A real gamer cares about their fitness.
Yes.
This is probably in my maybe in my top 10 favorite songs. Just the song, not the OP itself.
Yeah, the song's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I the more and more I think about it, Maiden Abyss has got to be, like, it might be number one in my book. Just because now that...
It really is up there, yeah.
The honeymoon period has passed where, like, it's not fresh on my mind, where it's still... I just still keep thinking about it, you know? Yes. But this one's up there, especially after rewatching this. It really...
Yeah.
So good. Ending, I wasn't super crazy about.
I want to just go back to the OP real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it does have all the motifs and everything, and it, like, serves well as the intro. It shows the characters. It has, like, flashes of what, like, you need to know, and it kind of, like, explains. If you've seen it, you're like, oh, yeah, I know all this.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything super special.
That's
with,
true.
Like, one of the things that I really like about some anime, like a couple of JoJo openings. I know JoJo, huh?
Well, hey, this show referenced JoJo, so
I know, like three times. Like three times, I know. But it, like, they play with the text, which is something that they don't do in this. They have, like, you know, little flourishes with, like, showing it, like, pop up kind of like a notification in a game of some sort, but it doesn't really play with that as much as they could have.
Yeah.
And like, so it's still a good opening for sure. Like, it's a very nice one. I would recommend it to a lot of people, but it's still just, you know, there's some stuff that Madhouse could have done if they really wanted to make this like phenomenal. It's still very good. Don't get me wrong, but it's just, you know, it's pretty good.
Especially coming from Golden Time to this.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
my
Pino,
God.
Were you going to say something?
Huh?
Were you going to say something earlier?
Sorry, I've been listening to the opening while you guys were talking.
You woke up Pino from his slumber.
I'm sorry. I was playing chess with some invisible thing. No, I very much enjoyed the song, as I was repeating before. Great song. I like that it's very... There's a lot of motion going on. Again, as opposed to the previous series that we saw, where motion was not as... fluid or lacking and
prevalent.
Obviously, there was just only featuring one character. While in this one, we have multiple characters, which actually do their part and show up in a reasonable amount of time in the opening. So yeah, it's pretty good. But yeah, let's go to the ending, because that's where I wanted to.
Well, go ahead. If you have thoughts on it, then talk about it.
The ending wasn't as good. Obviously, it wasn't as good as the opening.
I'm not, wholeheartedly agreeing.
I'm not a fan of the whispers at the beginning, mostly because that's exactly why
I didn't like Golden Time's second opening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, I wasn't a fan of the Golden Time opening to the first time I saw it. The second time I was like, okay, it's familiar, so I guess I'll let it pass. Oh, okay. But again, if I were to hear this ending multiple times, I could probably promise you I'll get used to it. Yeah. But like for the I guess 12 episodes that we watched, I was like, I wasn't feeling it. But however, when they did reach the section where it was like glitching out, that's where I was just like, holy, hold up.
That was one of my favorite parts, where for the part where Sora goes into the game of, is it Go?
I believe it's Go. I don't know.
It's that, you know, the one where you flip white and black flip game. But where they do that for both the ending and the opening.
Mm-hmm.
The ending of when, like, he disappears and it's glitchy, and then the opening when it's glitchy, and I'm like...
And, yes. Like, where's Sora?
Yeah. Gosh,
where's Sora? Sora.
I don't know.
I can't do a Donald. Gosh.
And I'm Gene. but no, yeah, Gene, that was probably one of the only times where I was very intrigued at the ending. I will say I do like the art that I was shown at the ending. I just don't. The song. Yeah. I wasn't too big of.
All the visuals were really good.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
Kind of goes without saying, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, you guys have heard me complain about endings before, and I will definitely complain about it again. But this is from what I see, a good ending. Even though it has very little movement, has just some still images, it still tells a story. It's not a slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which is like, it's not that hard to do. Surprisingly, all you got to do is get a couple paintings and put them in order.
It's true. And
the music, you know, it's okay. When the whispering stops and it becomes an actual song, oh yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I dig it.
I dig it, but when they're like, hello, it's me, Adele, I'm like, you know.
Hey, Adele. I'm glad you're a fan of the podcast.
I really like this anime, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I just, I don't know.
Okay, thanks, now listen to Skyfall 10 more times.
All right, Adele, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Let the sky fall. Sorry, I actually really love that song.
Yeah, the ending's good, but not great.
Yeah,
it's nothing super really to write home about.
Change
but
your
not,
mind, like
yeah, it's not gonna win any awards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, like yeah,
like roundabout.
Yeah, roundabout and like Kill la Kill's first ending.
Like, oh yeah,
Kill two, I like that best.
Kill la Kill's ending. Second ending too is really good.
Second
really
ending.
Like, yeah. I like it too, but the first one
not as good
really...
as the first one, or not as memorable, I believe.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's all about memorability.
Like, I don't know,
dude. Because it's the three abilities. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, the second ending is all of what's her face, dumb girl, doing all this stuff.
What did you do to my dad?
You mean, yeah, Bob haircut girl.
Mako.
Oh, yes. Mako was at the second.
Yes. Yeah. It's the one with like.
That was like my desktop
things.
Background for the longest time.
And then it has the stars reference that's a reference to...
Now, hold on. I didn't say anything about the animation. I just said the song. I love the animation, that ending, too, of Kill la Kill. Can't wait till we watch that.
Guys.
We will.
We're never going to watch Kill la Kill.
Guys, we are, because that's my favorite show.
Guys, we're
gonna
never going to watch
Bully la Bully.
Guys, you better call Bully Hunters, because oof.
Oof.
Guys, Sam Ketchup is going to get us.
Riley Masterson.
Or was it Riley Matthews?
I like Masterson better.
But now he's got to stand up to the four bullies of the school.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This podcast is stupid.
Sorry.
You're stupid.
It's stupid.
You're stupid.
Hey, yeah. We're all very intelligent men.
No. No. Garb is not. You are. I am not.
Thanks, babe.
No problem. Slut.
Sora. Can we continue?
So
we just
wow, talking. I'm a child. Get the keyblade. Ah.
You know, I kind of
it's me, Sora.
And I'm Cloud. I'm here too for some reason.
Why are you here, Cloud? You look like you're from an anime.
Well, now Sephiroth. I guess you gotta fight both of us now.
Okay, I'm gonna hit you. Okay.
Here.
Oh, you defeated me.
No, I'm still a child. Like, oh, that's. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hi guys. Happy Kingdom Hearts month.
Guys, happy fart month.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry.
Guys, happy Donald Duck month.
Oh no, I don't think I'd be able to live in that month.
Why not?
Because there's only one duck for me, and that's Charlie.
Good. I admire your dedication and your loyalty to your duck.
Oh, hey there, Daffy.
Traitor.
Where's Daffy?
You hate the writing.
What about DuckTales?
Woo!
Guys, those were the openings and endings.
Can I talk about the story?
No. Yes, you can.
Yeah, sure.
So what happened was there are these two neats, and they're like, oh man, we're.
Could you please tell me what a neat is?
Yeah, can you explain to me what neat is?
They're. Oh, I nope. almost said something nope, bad.
No, you need. You can't say that one. I knew what you were going to say. Do you need me to tell you what a neat is?
It's like no education something.
Nope, it stands for not in education, employment, or training.
Okay.
I was close.
You said no, and you're like, that was close.
So I accept.
Stupid.
Okay, so it's about these two siblings that are not in education, employment, or training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just play video games. I don't know how they get money to like sit there. Maybe it's their parents' house. I don't know. They get an email and it's some fucking chug lord and they're like, play chess and, like, and they get
wow.
They get sucked into the computer and they're like, whoa. And then the god is like, whoa.
I can't believe you beat me in chess. Now beat my entire kingdom.
And they're like, we're gonna beat you again. And then they like go and they become kings because they were good at chess. And then they go get a bunch of fox girls. And that's it.
That was very abridged.
What a good game.
Ed. Dude, I love cribbage.
Guys, dude, you gotta add up to 31.
I see. I can't add.
Guys, I love Quidditch.
Okay, that was a bad joke. I was making. I really wish I was dead right now.
I really wish I had a life right now. And
Chuck
a game.
Chuck got a game over. He died. Can you scream?
No, don't scream.
I'm back.
Yeah, it's a simple plot. I revived. It's a simple plot. You know, it's, you know, from just hearing it, it just sounds like an anime plot, but it does do a lot of things differently.
Well, it is an anime plot.
Well, yeah, but I mean like a typical anime plot. Thank you very much.
It's like one of those stupid like, I'm Sword Art Online. I'm in the game now, but I'm real good. So
and I'm
win.
Not dying.
and the siblings are real touchy.
It's really weird for like the first couple episodes, and then they get less touchy because they intro more
girls. And then they get touchy
to,
again, like in the last two episodes.
No, but then they get like they're able to be like not touchy because there's other people to touch. So I'm like, I'm okay with this. And then it's like, ooh, that she's 11, and I'm like, oh no, stop.
It's just like that weird Al Yankovic song about the prequels.
The only thing in my head that like I can think about Weird Al right now is the fucking Brutal Foods and the hot dog Twinkie.
Yeah, the fabled wiener, the Twinkie wiener sandwich.
You have to watch that, Bino. Brutal Foods,
will.
Guys. Shout outs to Brutal Foods.
Shout
guys,
outs to Brutal Foods.
Brutal Foods, can you sponsor us,
please?
But not Brutal.
I will
just
sponsor
Brutal
him.
Brutal Foods. We only want to be on those videos. None of that stupid gamer shit.
Oh, wait a second. Aren't we talking about gamers?
No.
Gamers.
Oh, okay, cool. Welcome back to that cooking anime show, Food Wars.
Dude, they make food so good their clothes fly off.
Oh, guys. Gamer Fieri. The podcast is being canceled.
I'm told guys, by Spotify they don't want us anymore.
Guys, this is our last episode of the podcast.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, so the plot is these two siblings go into this world, and then they're like, oh, look at this. I'm going to win the kingdom. Then they won. So, wait.
Like, the catch about this world that they came into is that none of them are
solved by games.
Yes, and these were countries that had history in the past where they were very violent. But it's, thanks to the god of games, Tet, it just became a world of games.
It's Tet.
Yeah.
I like Tet more.
Okay. So there's the ten. Is it the covenants? Right. It's the ten covenants. It's not the commandments.
I believe no. That ten commandments is
that's
our
Jesus.
World.
No, that's not Jesus. That's Moses.
They called them something. That,
it's
they're
the
just
covenants,
like the rules.
Right?
No, I believe
no, it's not
covenants.
Covenant. That's
it's
Halo.
No, you're a Halo.
No. Hold on. Sure. Let me look. No.
The ten rules.
Game.
Ten
Hold
pledges.
On.
Ten pledges. Ten yes. pledges.
Is that what they
The pledges.
They're called the pledges.
Yeah, but that's not what they say. Okay.
That's
whatever.
The 10 pledges.
It's the pledges.
And so,
I'm going to pledge my dick right in the floor.
And so these pledges are what everyone in this world abides by.
I'm going to
There's
to
no
cut
killing.
That
yeah,
no,
cut, you better cut that out. No. I'll read you them right quick. All murder,
okay,
war,
all murder,
and robbery.
War and robbery is forbidden in this mm-hmm. world. All conflict in this world is resolved through games. In games, each player has bet something equal value. Don't violate three. You can bet anything. The party, the challenged can pick game. All bets must be upheld. Conflicts between groups can be conducted with the kings and queens, the absolute authority. Cheating, you lose.
Yeah, like don't get caught.
Guys,
you can't
follow
cheat?
The rules and they can't change, and then have fun and play together.
Guys, just have fun.
Guys, have fun.
Guys, if it's not fun,
why bother?
Yeah, like that's what games are.
That's all the time I have. Now I'm going
I've
to
back
up
playing
Animal
Crossing
New Leaf
on my Nintendo
3DS.
Next week we'll be watching Not Gamers.
Next week is meme review.
Oh, right. Anyways, those are the 10 pledges. And
and you follow that.
Yeah, you follow. I feel like that was an interesting way to set up a world with no war. Because usually when you come into anime that take place in video games, like, yeah, there's some gaming aspects, but most of it is like medieval fantasy settings or gun settings, and like having this change of pace where it's like, no, we're in a disagreement. Bring out the chessboard. Bring out my Yu-Gi-Oh cards and like,
yeah,
let's go. I'm like, whoa,
guys, it's time to duel.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe
there
Yugi.
Was a Yu-Gi-Oh reference.
There was indeed.
I can't believe that. No,
there was
I
also like Persona.
Yeah, there was Persona. Yeah. There was Phoenix Wright for like two episodes.
Objection.
Yeah, hold and there's like, hold if on, I, and I'm like, come on.
I. Persona, Steins Gate, Akiba Strip, those were all referenced.
Okay, you're cheating.
Yeah.
You're cheating.
I swear, Professor Layton.
Professor
yeah, he was
Layton,
there.
100%. JoJo three times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the third one? I remember and I remember
there's,
the Rohan I refuse.
There's one before that, if I remember correctly. There are definitely
I wouldn't
three.
Know because I know you said one of them was something we didn't know about yet. It was probably a later
one.
Oh,
yeah, King Crimson.
King Crimson. You guys don't know that. I love King Crimson. It was a funny joke, and none of you guys got it. Yeah,
it probably went over my head. I was too slow. I couldn't catch it.
Yeah, you better put up your hands next time. Catch that old pigskin.
I see. I play football, though, not football.
That's pigskin.
No, I play football, not football.
Yeah, that's pigskin. You're saying the same thing.
Did someone win the World Cup yet?
Yeah, France.
Shout out to France.
Congratulations, France. France sponsored the podcast.
France, just the entire country of France.
Yeah.
Just come over, give us some
croissants.
No, not
the country of France, just the people of France.
People of
just
France, each of you send us €1.
And one croissant.
We'll, and I don't think we'll be able to eat all those in time.
You guessed wrong.
What?
Pino's one hungry guy.
I'm just
He's
a
one
croissant.
Hungry gamer. That's the new name of the podcast, One Hungry Gamer.
O-H-G-O?
One hungry
also,
gamer.
Also, shout out
Fieri.
To shout
oh no,
out
it's OMG,
the, guys.
One
shout
Mexican
out,
gamer.
Shout out to the last week. 0.0% of our listens came from France.
Shout out to you guys. We're gonna shout
just
you
know
out.
What's up,
guys? Shout out to France.
Shout out to
shout outs to baguettes.
Guys, shout outs to whatever this podcast's direction it's going in right now.
It's
I don't even remember like what topic we were on.
We're still
we were
on
talking
the plot.
About plot. And then Sora and
Sora!
Okay.
Shiro.
They're both very good at games, and then they beat them all with games.
Could I say something right quick?
No.
Sure. All right, I'm going to say it. So, episode one. I was
Pino's
very...
comedic timing is fucking gold. I'm sorry, go on.
So, I remember, like before I, you know, before episode one tells you the plot, basically, in this first episode, the opening with, like, them playing a video game, I'll admit, I was groaning. I was like, a life bar. Oh, this is going to be one of those gaming anime series. And then when it's like, nah, you're scoop and scoops them into the computer, I was like, okay, I'm down with this. I like it when you're transported into another world and not have any connections to your old world, because like there's a lot of shows I've seen similar to that, and like that's kind of the plots that I kind of go for, like I'm down for, which I applaud that they could do that with the first episode.
What the fuck are you doing?
Because it's usually you do it with the first episode or you lose my interest after the fourth episode.
I'm banging the drum all day.
Nice. See, when I try to bring the podcast back on track, it never works.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Chuck just—he doesn't want to play.
I was listening.
He doesn't want to play. He just wants to bang the drum all day.
He wants to play Donkey Konga.
Dude, for the Nintendo Switch.
I can't believe Chunky's dead.
Sorry, guys, if this is a bad episode. But
we had a couple. So, we had some great ones. There had to be. One.
There had to be like one, I guess.
One stinker.
And I don't know, it was just a lot of fun. And it was gamers. And that's
so,
it.
Should and we go you over, bet like things. The characters?
Sure. But can we just yeah, sure.
There's Sora. He's a gamer.
Okay, Sora is tall. How old is he again? Like
he's 18.
Gamer he's 18. Age. He's a tall 18-year-old male.
He's not
male.
Tall. He's 5'9".
He's tall. Okay. He's I'm 5'6". He's tall.
He's short as hell.
He's taller than Pino.
Garb is taller than him.
He is.
No, we're the same height. I'm 5'9".
I'm 65 years old.
He is most notably wearing his yellow shirt. He has kind of reddish, magentish
hair. Hey, guess what? Right? You know what that shirt says? It says, I love humanity.
Dude, yes. That's so cool. he can't function without his little sister nearby, which I thought was a hilarious little quirk, or like a little bit.
They get separation anxiety.
Right.
Yeah, it happens. And he's very good at dating Sims.
Very. Only the Sims, though. Not real life.
Not real dating.
No.
Who even? That's disgusting.
I can't believe people actually hold hands. Disgusting.
Guys, I hate...
Feet.
Everyone.
Me too.
You know who I don't hate, though?
Pino.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, Shiro's 11, and it's uncomfortable most of the time.
Shiro's adorable. I don't like her mouth at all. Like, she has, like, the little, like, small diamond mouth thing going on, and I was like...
It's one of these.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you're gonna ludify the lowly, aren't you? And I'm just like, ugh.
I've not actually seen any porn of this show.
That's
so that may
good.
Change.
I think that's a good.
I think I'm glad that you haven't.
Yeah, she's 11. Now, however, the other characters that we get through.
The Harpy?
Perhaps,
what
you
the
mean,
fuck?
What
is
her
she?
Name?
No, no.
Well, hold on.
We'll
talk about Shiro first.
Yeah, Shiro's good. She's smart. She can play chess. She's smarter than Sora.
And both of them combined, they make up the personality of blank, right?
Nintendo. Yeah.
No.
So one of the cool things about this, you actually get a lot of backstory for Shiro.
Mm-hmm.
She was separated from her family at like 3 months old because she was so smart. Like she already learned how to speak.
That's awesome.
And that's just,
a wee little bad.
Except for the part being separated by the parents.
Yeah, that's
I'm
just
not sure
that
if that's
being
biologically
awesome.
Possible, because I don't know if they have like, the fine motor control to do that, but...
No.
We're watching an anime, Garb. Why are you questioning it?
You're right.
Accept it.
Moron.
Not only that, but an anime where they get transported into... Okay, go on.
Okay.
Are you stupid?
Are you destroying my dreams of being transported into another world with wolf people?
Yes!
Good.
I want it to happen too, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Shiro's a cool character, but, you know, just mm-hmm. uncomfortable at times.
I feel like she shined the most in that, again, in the glitch in the episode where her brother disappears. Episode, that's where yeah. she shined the most,
Real
in
talk?
My opinion.
I forgot about that episode. I forgot about that whole sequence, and I was like,
"Because you lost
the
game.
What the fuck is going on?" I was so confused.
It's because you lost the game, there, Garb. That's why your memory was erased.
I have some people I'm gonna have to talk to about that.
It's me.
It's time for me to challenge
like 20-30 minutes
to a gamer game.
Yes.
Hey, you guys got that out?
Can I tried my best.
That for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, she, no matter how you feel about Shiro, her character does have a lot more information about her, which I always appreciate about characters.
Yeah, she's probably the most detailed.
Yeah. I like her hair.
Fleshed out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her hair, too.
Other than that, Shiro's there. At first, like, I'm going to talk about both of them as a whole. Even though their characters are great, I'm not a huge fan of the, I don't know, the way they act. Like, again, like, I know anime has, it's either you're very OP in your world and you're going to win everything, or you're struggling in life trying to win and then, like, being stronger. Like, this, like, I would compare their kind of, their intellect to something of Joseph Joestar, but without
that's,
the struggle.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right, because
like, it was very Joseph.
And like, there's two ways to handle something like this, and I feel like JoJo handles it great, right? You see JoJo, you see Joseph, and he's like, I can't call him anything. You see JoJo, right? And you see that he's super smart, and he's beating all his enemies, but you see him struggle a lot more than these guys, in my opinion. Because
and like Lisa's whole training sequence.
Yeah, and like, if you don't have that struggle, I can't feel like the connection
sympathy
like, or like humanity, ironically enough. The humanity in the character. Because there's
That's
times
actually
where
a really good point.
Because there are times where I see Sora, and he has like such an evil smirk in his eye, and like for the entire beginning part of the anime, I wasn't sure if this guy was like stable or not, like if he was gonna destroy the kingdom instead of like save it, and like that's what I was worried
too bad
about.
We'll never know.
We'll never know,
guys, we'll never know.
But yeah, that was probably one of my biggest complaints, because like I wasn't sure where his ideals lied, like where he was going towards.
He just wants the Fox Girls.
It's
guys,
true. Once I realized
don't,
he was
blame
a weeb
him.
Yeah, once I realized he was a weeb, he was okay with me.
Me too, thanks.
But yeah, they're also very mean. I don't like them.
Let's go to the next person.
Stephanie
Dora.
The victim. Or Dola.
It's
if you
Dola.
Watch. Yeah.
Dora
Stephanie
is a joke.
Is a red-haired girl. She was the princess of the Amanity Kingdom, I believe, if I'm correct.
I don't like Steph.
I like Steph. There's several reasons, but we'll talk about that after we introduce all her features.
She's just a goofball.
She's the comic relief.
Know? However, she did say something smart like once, a single time.
You're not wrong.
I don't like the way they treated her, man. That's not right.
It's unfair.
That's not nice. Man, I used to be treated like that, but I wasn't.
Man,
I wasn't. I didn't have big boobs, of course.
Yeah, I wish.
No.
This podcast would get a lot more listens if you had big boobs.
Oh, yeah, because then they could picture it.
Of course.
I get it.
I mean, we could just lie and say he does.
I wish he did.
I don't. but Steph, she's like more on the, like if we had a spectrum of innocence, she's like all the way to like the innocent side. As opposed to our...
She's a good boy.
As opposed to our main characters who are like, I'm going to say neutral, like in the middle.
Yeah. No. They are very lewd.
No. Because, okay, well, maybe you're right. I think you're right.
Do you know how many instances there were of breast fondling in this show? Do you
not
remember?
No, I was aware. I'm aware.
Both Sora and Shiro have both fondled.
Yes.
Steph.
However, Shiro was like, hey, don't do that. Only me. And I was like, oh no. Oh, no.
Oof, okay.
Okay, Shiro, goodbye.
Bye, Shiro.
Yeah.
And she's the granddaughter of the king.
Of the fool.
The king who looks like a regular king in a playing card deck, yeah, which I found hilarious.
Every time they showed...
You're screwed. You're screwed. Yeah. You're screwed. I love that bit. That bit was great. Oh, my God. But her history was very curious to me as well. Just, and again, the whole fact that you were able to basically get the throne by winning a game just like... added to like everything going on in that specific moment I forgot her name, Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great. And Steph Vision was cool, or Steph Scope
for a couple episodes. Yeah,
I wish they continued that a little bit, just like, yes, give me some of it. But yeah, it was cool. I like Steph as a character. She was cool.
So we just have a couple more to go over.
Yeah, we got Jabril.
Jabril.
Who's a fly Jibril. Girl.
She has the wings on her hips.
A flugel.
Yeah.
She's a flugel.
Dude, and apparently flugels are freaking insane.
Yeah, like, apparently they kill very good.
Yes, they kill.
And, they're war machines, yeah?
War machines. War never changes. She has a very egotistical view of herself. Or she's egocentric, I believe. Is that what they said?
Yes.
Yes, and she...
That's accurate.
Again, she thinks highly of herself, compared to all the races, which I found great, because I was like, ooh, I like myself villains for an episode. But she does have a very, again, another lewd side to her, another friendlier side to her. And I found her character very enjoyable, albeit sometimes just too lewd for me.
No such thing.
I'm sorry.
I disagree.
I'm on the innocent side of the lewd spectrum.
I'm sticking right in the middle. It wasn't that lewd. It was a little lewd, but it wasn't that.
I mean, you can't be rubbing someone's wings that way.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do that. That's why I cut mine off.
Rub titties. Guys, I'm not funny.
You're not wrong.
And let's see. We just had a couple more people to go over, like the War Beasts. We have. There was Glasses Boy, and he had teeth.
Okay.
Let's talk about him then. If we just started on him, well, he was extremely buff for my taste.
Yeah, he kind of like Master Roshi'd out a couple times.
Yeah, it was great. I found it hilarious though. Like, I thought he was just a scrawny little wolf boy, and then in the showers,
he's
like, "What are you doing to my princess?" I'm just like, boy, you go to the gym way too much.
Maybe not enough.
No, he's making me look bad.
Well, yeah, and you're small.
Oh,
there
yeah.
Is his, was it his granddaughter? Is that
yeah, I granddaughter. Believe his granddaughter.
Okay.
Granddaughter.
And that's Izuna, and she's Izuna. Adorable. And
I like the fact she's learning how to speak.
Yeah. And she was like, why are you petting me? And then please. They stopped petting her, and she's like, why'd you stop petting me?
That's
very
me.
Accurate.
Guys, if you want to pet me, ask.
Yeah, you should probably ask.
I'll
first.
Most likely let you.
I won't.
It depends. It depends. If it's Garb, I won't. But if it's Pino, yeah.
I have this thing about touching. I don't.
Pino, can I pet you?
No, I have this thing about touching. yeah. I like the war beasts. They were interesting.
Werebeast, not war. Were.
Sorry, no, I'm calling them war beasts.
You're a war beast.
Because they're also
says
very...
says war beast on Wikipedia.
This Wikipedia's never wrong?
Beast on No Game, No Life Wiki.
What?
Yes. W-E-R-E.
It just says W-A-R.
Wait, what are they wearing?
Kimonos.
Flingos.
Guys, this is kimono, friends.
Oh, no.
No. So, Izuna's cool. She's small. She got ears. Yeah. Some tail.
I like her character was pretty fun, especially when they reached the video game, which I was hilarious, which I didn't expect.
It was just Galgun.
Yeah, it was
they
just Galgun.
They literally said it was Galgun. They even pointed it out.
It was hilarious. Point,
and that made me laugh.
I remember typing in the Discord chat, I'm like, what is happening? Oh, it's Galgun.
Oh, yeah. We're like, yeah, it's Galgun.
I thought that was, I liked that segment a lot because it was just really fun. It was a fun romp through Tokyo Town.
Guys, I can't believe it was a fun romp through Ikebukuro.
Oh, hey, it's Shizu.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then
Russian
and
sushi.
Then the Then the Shrine Maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Her only name is actually Miko.
At the end, right?
Who only appears in the
Which
last
is a criminal
episodes.
Shame. Yeah. Because she's really cool.
I liked her monocle. Her design was very, very good. I especially liked the whole fact that she had like a little monocle on one of her.
Yeah. Yeah, the she had like glasses, but it was only one eye.
Mm-hmm. I used to have that.
Oh, and there's also the elf girl, Fee, and her human friend.
Calamity. Master, your batteries are running low.
There's only a 0.12 chance that this podcast will be successful in any capacity.
I'm going back to my sword.
And that's everyone.
No, wait, you forgot Zell. The who? Person who hangs out with the purple hair girl.
Who? Yeah, that's what I just said. I just couldn't remember her name because she's not important.
Her name's Clammy.
Clammy.
All right,
Clammy Zell.
All right. I like Clammy.
Name.
She was cool.
She's a clam.
But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Other than Tet, but you know, Tet's just Tet.
Tet's God.
Tet's God. Tetsuya Nomura. Tet is a boy, by the way.
Yeah, Tet's is a girl?
Boy. No, it's a boy.
Yeah, it's a boy. He's just like a child. He's like a child god.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's immortal.
Yeah. So, he's got funny eyes.
You're funny.
Yeah, they're like two different like cards.
You make me laugh.
Pino, you're a good boy. I like you. Pino, I just want to stay.
I want to eat.
Oh. Okay,
not you.
Sure.
I just want to eat. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, let's close this up.
Did someone say... War?
No.
One did.
I sure did.
No,
I heard a
beep.
That was a big risk I took just then, and I took it.
Yep, you're lucky I didn't actually add on to that, because I would have. But yeah, those are the characters.
To the 22nd edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast, where each contestant puts forward their
story
for Best
Girl of the
episode,
the plot.
And duke it out for the title of Best Girl Day. Our contestants, once again, are Pino, Garb, and myself. Who are you each advocating for?
I picked Izuna.
I picked Pino, Stephanie.
Who?
Steph.
Who?
Steph.
Who?
Chuck, who'd you pick?
Who? Stop bullying my little Steph.
I picked Miko, a la the Shrine Priestess.
Who's in like the last episode? Because I couldn't remember her at first.
All right, Garb, yeah. let's hear your reasons.
Can you go into fucking blood rage mode? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's because you're not cool. Like
Miko can.
But yeah, but this one's a little young on the younger side.
That's fine. She's ages in dog years. No, I said it's fine because she ages in dog years.
Is she a dog? She looks like a cat.
She's a werebeef.
Oh,
no,
right.
They age in dog years. It doesn't matter
she's
where
eight.
They are.
She can't formulate complete sentences correctly.
She's eight.
That's because she's speaking a foreign language.
It's because she's eight.
No, it's because she's speaking in dog years.
We've gone this long without picking a lolly, and you're picking the eight-year-old.
I mean, Shira was 11, so at least that would have been slightly better, but still not better.
Come on.
It's in dog years.
However, I will say, you know, jokes aside,
God,
yeah, she's a good character. She's
cool.
She's just, you know, learning about life, making her way downtown.
She's
walking
got
fast,
ears.
Shooting fast, and she's homebound.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
And I'll shoot you.
She got a chair. She got a tail, and I like the purple, but she's too young.
I
would pet her in a non-sexual way.
What would happen if What would you do if she just went all full beast mode and then just like said, "Why didn't you pick up your socks?" and then just like kills you?
Did you become a ghost?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Pino, why'd you pick who you picked?
All right, she's been bullied this entire time during the series. I was angry this entire time. The entire time. Nobody gave her a break. She was the comedic relief. I don't like that. She has potential. And I see that potential in her. She's got that strength of a monarch that the other two don't have, even though they do, but they don't, because they're not people persons. Stephanie's just the best, okay? She'll make you cookies. I love cookies. She'll clean. I'll clean too. And she's got red hair. What else can I say?
I do like the red hair girls.
Red hairs are very nice.
Yes, and if only you knew the significance of something that she's wearing.
I don't care. Isn't it like her great-grandmother or some bullshit?
Oh no!
See, I watched part of it.
And you'll find out if you watch the movie.
Yeah. Isn't it like the breast piece? Is it that or the flower?
It's one of the... I'll show you. You'll see.
Shut up.
Can we start calling breast pieces boob pieces?
No.
No. She's dumb.
No.
Yeah.
No, she said a smart thing once. That's like me.
Yeah, once. That's... A broken clock is correct twice a day, my man.
She's not...
Stupid moron.
She is fighting for her country. She is still fighting for her country. It's admirable to see how the humanity race really does act like the human race. Because, hey, they're the same
thing.
They're
dumb.
Hey, I may be dumb.
But I know what anime...
I know what anime girls I choose. No. Her determination is what is the is the selling point. And
guys, is this Undertale? That's another game. Gamers.
I couldn't defend my girl properly this episode. What has come to this?
She's got pretty blue eyes, but you know, she's a bit naive.
I like the part where she was a dog.
You know why? Because she keeps losing to those fools. They're mean.
She's just outclassed. It's not her fault.
Her fault.
You know, if I was there, I'd say don't play a game with this one. There's just some games you just don't fight.
Pino's the wise one today.
Pino's really good at words.
Yes. Sky Islands do exist. Anyways, what about you, Chuck?
So I picked Miko, and you don't know it, but she's the... Well, you do know it. You know her as the shrine priestess.
You know her well.
Yes.
Guys, I love Vocaloids.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Yeah, me too. Hi. They're pretty good.
Joke was because her name is Miko. It's like Miku.
Yes. I got it. I got it all right.
Explaining to Pino.
Do you know Miko sounds a little bit like Mickey Mouse?
Like a Sans Undertale.
Guys, this is the last episode of the podcast.
We record early and this is what happens.
Guys, this is the last episode of the podcast. But so she's good. You know why? She rules her country.
Yeah.
And she actually, why they call her the Shrine Priestess is actually because she lost her real name on a bet.
And I guess she doesn't remember her name?
When forming the country, apparently. She's like not a... What is it? She's not the... I think they don't say it in the anime. So I think she just like lost it. In the light novels, they have it in brackets whenever they reference that.
Well, the thing is, maybe it's a translation thing, but I was going to ask you about this because you probably read up on her a little bit more. But they still call her Miko. But what? Like the subtitles, they just call her... They say that. But the subtitles just say Shrine Priestess.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure. I may have just been hearing things.
I don't remember
so
that.
So I'm guessing you both watched the sub then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't watch
I watched
dub.
The dub.
I didn't even know there was a dub until I was looking on Wikipedia.
The dub was great. I had fun with it. They were...
I'm glad you had fun with it.
Yeah.
How's the re?
Oh, that was good. Cool. I liked it.
Yeah, but Miko's great because she loves her country. She put all of her countrymen before.
Hello.
I am looking for my countrymen.
Hey, I'm back home.
What's up?
Did you miss me?
Yeah, man.
I'm working at the new Sardi's place, the new Hispanic chicken place.
Oh, dude, nice. I found all these fox girls, dude.
No way, man.
You want to come see them?
No, they're a little dangerous for me, man.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a good pick, though.
One of them's cool with them.
Okay.
Miko, she's a little... She's cool. She's good. I like Miko.
She's really nice. She's got...
Like, she's legal and human. A little nice. Maybe not.
No, she's... What? What'd you just say?
She's not that nice.
Yeah, she is.
Did you
see her?
I mean...
She just really cares about her countrymen.
She cares about her countrymen. She found them, so she's protecting them.
I guess, but...
And she's great, and she's cute. She has glasses. She has ears. She has a tail. She has two tails. She has a little bell on her chest.
I just wish we saw more, I guess, more of her interaction. And again, this is a 12-episode series.
Mango.
Which was pretty sad. I think it only covered the first three volumes of the light novel.
Novel.
Exactly. And it is a very criminal shame that this anime did not continue.
And it kind of, I don't know, it kind of, the fact that it's only 12 just hurts a little.
It hurts a lot.
There's potential. Like, I see potential in, like...
they hit some of that potential.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, it's true, but, like, I wish...
There's a lot more they could do, for sure.
Yeah.
Also...
But Miko's good, yeah.
Miko's great, and also her... the colors of her in the manga are actually
it's like Dragon Maid, like, are the best.
It has like a bunch of gradients. Where'd I put it?
I
can't find it, but it is it has like the golden that they have before, but then it fades into orange and then purple blue at the tips, and it looks fucking nice. And
I'm like, rad, to say the least.
I love
love colors,
guys. I'm colorblind.
Oh no,
he can't hear. He can't hear colors because he's colorblind.
I can't taste them either.
Nope. Can't tell.
Also,
everything just tastes gray.
The voice actor for
for whom?
For Mio, not Migo. Miko.
Mio.
Miko. We're not talking about K-On. Actually appeared in Bobobo.
Ooh, what did she do?
I mean, Dio was in Bobobo.
She was Dengakuman.
Dengakuman. God, Dengakuman. You can't get me on this tangent, man. You can't. Just wait till season two.
Bobobo is the ultimate anime.
She's also Khalifa in One Piece. Not Liz.
Khalifa. She's the naked lady.
She was also Medusa in Kid Icarus Uprising.
Oh, well. That's neat.
I love Nintendo.
And she was also Rebecca in Full Metal Alchemist.
Dude, she's a gamer. She was in Nintendo. She's a gamer.
And also, she did a couple Pokemon things.
Whoa.
And also, she was in Dragon Ball Super.
Whoa.
Dragon Ball?
For Dakori, I think is the name.
Who?
D-E-R-C-O-R-I. Dakori.
I don't fucking know. No. That must not be a very important character.
Okay, shut up, you butt. Everyone's important. Nicole's the angry humanoid.
But if you wanted to give your 2 cents about who Best Grill was and or how the progress of this episode's going, send us an email at...
Guys, funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And actually, after the season ends, we're doing 26 episodes. We're going to be taking a little break.
Yeah.
A little off. But during that, we're not actually taking it off. We're going to be doing a Q&A.
Yes.
And so if you have any questions you want to ask for us, you can either... We're going to have a post on Twitter that asks for questions at 3aweebros, T-H-R-E-E-A-W-E-E-B-R-O-S, mm-hmm. or if you look up Funky Anime Podcast on Twitter. Or you can send it straight to the email. And if you just like specify in the subject title, like, hey, Q&A, I'll be like, that's a Q&A.
I got it.
That's it. Wow. But yeah. Just any miscellaneous before we rate?
By the way, for the season 2 thing, we're going to have a new opening. It's really good.
Okay.
I haven't made the opening yet.
It's okay.
I haven't given my full support.
Pino's still moral support.
I haven't morally supported it yet.
Yeah. He hasn't given me the thumbs up. He hasn't sent me a picture of him with a thumbs up yet, so I can't start it.
I'll do it soon.
Thank you. I love
it.
Soon.
It'll be my toe thumbed up. I'll be wearing socks.
But then we can't see that it's up.
Oh, no, you can tell. Anyways, I'll give you a thumbs up.
Wait, do you have a mutant toe? We need to get into this. Sorry.
Never mind.
Okay.
Miscellaneous. So we brought it up shortly before. There is a film. I just wanted to say, we're planning to watch that later, right?
Yeah,
we're
going
to do its own episode eventually.
I just felt that it would be better to separate the two because obviously you can look at the length of the episode already. We didn't go another. Yeah.
Understandable, yeah. I ended up watching both. I will say that it's good.
Good one, Pino.
I don't want to say more because I want to save.
Yeah, no spoilers.
How I feel later. Yeah, throughout this series, I don't know. I felt like I just felt like I wanted a little more. I wanted to see a little more. I wanted to understand the world a little more because they do mention in the series that this happened because they were all fighting in the past, and because of that, now they play games. And like that's kind of what interests me. Again, I'm like huge on lore. I'm huge on history when it comes to any kind of media. So when I heard that, and I was like, okay, what happened? What happened before? I want to know what happened before. But we don't get too much of what happened before in the series. Which again, it's not a big issue, but for me, I'm just like, damn, I wanted to know.
Because we just needed more episodes.
Exactly.
That's the gist of it.
So we'll probably not, but maybe. There's always a chance.
The other thing is, again, the whole rules and the pledges. Great, great idea. But them having these like godlike powers other than the humanity, like I liked the way they put it to use. I just, I don't know. For me, it just felt weird. Like, I have all this strength, but I'm going to use it to cheat.
Nice.
Like, and I was like, yes, I understand. Like now your world works like this. It works like you have to do this, but you can do so much more. Like, I want to see so much more. For some reason, I want to see someone break the law and what would the consequences be?
You're a violation.
Stop right there. You've destroyed the war beasts. Serve your time or I messed it up.
Someone stole your sweet roll.
But again, there's so many things they could branch off of, and I wish there was a second season so we can. I don't know.
I've never seen a second season
so I can see it. Because again, there's so many things that could possibly happen. I've not. Huh?
Guess what?
Don't tell me.
Fuck! I can't meme about there not being a part five of JoJo anymore. Fuck.
Part six. There's never gonna be part six.
But I mean, I could still use Konosuba season 3. Just how we're never getting another season of that.
Oh no!
Do you want me to fucking shoot you right in the heart? Because I just did. No game, no life in Konosuba.
The point is, this has so much potential. But I feel like because I was
what hurts.
It's what hurts because I didn't see and I wanted to see more of the potential it had. Because I was told by some other users when I was watching this, I was like, hey, I'm watching this, and he's like, it's great. I'm like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, it's great. And I'm just like, yeah, it's great. I'm just like, and then going through it again. It's a fun romp. I enjoyed it, but I want more.
Fun romp through Fantasy Town.
Fun romp through chess.
Through Chess Town.
You got
guys, I thought we were playing checkers, but actually Sora was playing 4D chess all along.
I thought we were playing Candyland, but we were actually playing Kingdom Hearts.
Oh.
Sora.
Guys, good jokes, everyone.
Guys, this was the best episode.
Guys, well...
Its ups and downs.
It had a lot of downs. There's a lot of.
But in the end, friendship is what matters.
Da, 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 da. That's my friendship song.
Can you make that into an actual song?
Da, 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 da.
When it. I was your friend, you. I was your friend.
When we were friends, friendship.
We were friends, I slept a little bit and you guys left because you were valid enough to realize that I was tired and you guys left after. But thank you, friends.
And then I bored your family.
Okay, no. The friendship song is canceled. This will never happen ever again. We will no longer sing on the podcast.
Yes, what was that?
It's not allowed.
Sorry. Spotify knocked on my door. They said they won't. They don't accept that word. Yeah. We're being kicked off.
Understandable. Okay.
As Crunchyroll just emailed us. They said that they were gonna, but after those statements, they are no longer going to.
Andy from Google just emailed me. He said I'll never listen to the podcast ever again.
Oh no.
What else do we have to go over? Holy. That's it. Oh, we gotta rank it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Did you forget?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Guess when we're watching JoJo Part 3.
It's not a ranking. It's not a ranking.
Oh my god, I hate.
Let me give it a thought. Let me give my brain.
Fine. I'll Hold go on. First.
Okay. Yeah, you okay, got it, Pino. I right. love you.
All right, so I'm going to. Oh, sorry. Was I supposed to reciprocate?
I give it a 3.94.
Oh, God, you're making all these numbers.
All right.
It's one extra decimal.
Can you say that again? I didn't have the thing.
3.94.
Thank you.
Not bad.
I can't believe I remembered.
But any reason
why,
for that?
Why, or is it just arbitrary?
Is it just like, yes. I just give it this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here, can I get
yes.
it? Okay. So, I'm gonna take my time a little bit with this one.
Oh my God.
Visuals. Spot on. Fantastic. I love them. It's mm-hmm. it's great. It's so colorful. It's so bright, vibrant, very movie. It felt like kind of like watching a movie, like at some points.
See, I actually took away a couple of points because of something you said.
Oh.
I don't remember where it was.
You took away some points?
Yeah.
He was probably going to rank it like 4.3 if I had to.
Well, had to take while you look for that, guess. Let me continue on. Soundtrack? I don't remember the soundtrack, but I do remember having fun. I guess.
The score, the regular score.
It's pretty, it's
from,
good.
It ranged from good to okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, once again, you didn't really hit that much where it was like, yes, this is a song that I remember. It's nothing yeah. like
there's no owner like of Bruce Lonely Faulkner. Heart.
Yeah, there's no straight ripoffs. Yeah. Well, there is. That's a lie. There's like a Phoenix Wright yeah. ripoff song. Yeah.
Objection.
Guys, play Phoenix Wright.
Yeah, soundtrack was there. Characters, again, other than the main characters who were more missed than
polarizing.
Hit for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were more missed than hit. Were still fun when they interacted with others. Story, again, it's 12 episodes. You know, you're going to get what you're going to get. Huh?
It was because they don't struggle.
Yeah, yeah. The struggle.
They just kind of like win everything and that's how it is. Yeah, and that's a really good point.
Yeah, that's one of my minuses on this. Like, they just keep winning and like, They say it from the beginning, they can't lose. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. If you're not going to lose, I don't expect you to, even though you're like, oh, my brother's gone, you're finding a way. Like, there's no mystery to it.
They don't really develop, do they?
Not really.
Not really,
And no. That's kind of what it felt like. They were just, again, as their name implied, they were blank. Like,
yeah.
Whether or not you knew who they were just
Guys,
good.
I didn't give this show a better score because there weren't any references to Todd Howard. And that upset me immensely.
I can't believe they didn't reference
Todd Howard.
Even Pop Team Epic
referenced Skyrim. Come on.
I can't believe That's... there was no country road.
Take to the place home.
That I belong.
West Wait. Virginia.
Can we cover that for opening two?
No.
Please?
The overwhelming no once again. I would be kicked out of Maryland.
I would be kicked out of Virginia.
Well,
yeah.
Chuck, what'd you rank it?
I didn't even give it my number
he
yet.
He didn't give him his ranking.
I thought you did. I wasn't paying attention.
Stupid moron.
I'm the hairless monkey.
And again, within the 12 episodes, I'm not like, okay. I like the speed at which we went through the episodes. But again, like, there were some moments.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened each episode, which was nice.
Which is it's very nice because like it closes out everything. But again, some of them were more memorable than others. But my final rating, I guess I'd give it a 3.3. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. But
3.3 is still a very valid ranking.
Yeah.
That's fair for a show that like didn't ever like get any conclusions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because again, there I want more, and that's kind of what I like. It left me with like a. It left a good taste, but like, you ever have those good tastes in your mouth and then it becomes kind of sour at the end?
No.
Like you eat something really good.
It always tastes bad in my mouth.
Oh. Then never mind then.
Hey guys.
Todd Howard spit. Why did I say that?
Did you degenerate? Okay, guys. Guys, I rated this 3.8. out of 5. I was gonna say out of 10. I'm like, that's not how we rank anime.
Wow, that's low. I wasn't even that rough.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of good times. I binged it all in one day.
Same.
Even though I didn't have to. Like, it was fun. Kept me engaged. It was a bunch of good stuff, but there's still stuff to be desired, you know? We talked about all of it before, but it could have been just like a little bit better.
Exactly.
The little push over there. Like, yes, there was a little bit of character development, but not really.
Yeah, no. There was one episode where they developed and then, like, it just went back to normal. Like, the glitch episode was kind of, like, crazy, but then, like,
that just went back to normal. That was, like, probably my highlight.
Glitch episode was the highlight, yeah.
Yeah.
Glitch!
Again, I mentioned this to the boys in the Discord server since I was the one that actually saw the movie.
I watched part of it. Don't lot me in with the other fool.
Okay.
The other fool. Again, I'm just a fool to you. I'm just a pawn.
Yes, you are.
I'm just a pawn in this journey.
You're just a pawn on my chessboard. Pino is the queen. I am the king. You are just.
Who's the knight? It's Charlie.
Charlie the knight.
No, Charlie's the rook. He's a structure for the podcast.
He's just running towards you, straight lines and all. But no. The movie. I saw the movie, right? Again, since we're not rating the movie, I must say, I enjoy the movie a lot more.
Yeah,
like a lot more. And the boys know this. And I really can't wait to like talk about the movie when we do get to it. Because it's good.
We'll give No Game No Life a little bit of time to breathe, and then we'll come back to it.
Well, that's like how I'm finally being forced to give Love Live some time to breathe.
Yeah, it's true. We got both Love Lives in one season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then we still have the two movies that are being made, so we're going to have to take a breath. Well, because the first one where they go to America, that one's already been made.
Oh, I want to live in America. Na, 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 America. Okay.
I'm actually adding it to the list right now. The
I'm gonna look forward to this one.
Life movie. Boom, added.
What episode is this one?
I'm not that spoilers for the audience.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I want to know.
Guys, it's episode 73.
Oh, it's 69.
It's not.
Nice.
No. Fun fact, Pino gets to host episode 69.
Guys, fun fact, pick something I get good. To host episode LOL.
I get episode 100, I think.
Great.
Well, I got episode 1, so it's okay.
Nice.
Oh, guys, what are we watching next time? Speaking of anime we're going to watch.
Guess what we're watching, guys?
I don't...
What is
something
it?
Something we watched a couple weeks ago.
Whoa.
it's Planet. So, a little backstory. When JoJo Part 5 was announced, like we said, we'll watch Part 2. So that week, we were actually going to be watching Planets. And
yeah, but JoJo kind of took priority.
JoJo slapped me in the face and told me I was a bitch, so I had to do it.
You okay, bud?
Fine, are you good?
What? I'm good.
You went, but...
I did?
Yeah.
Thought you did.
Am I stupid?
No, I heard
it
too.
Did I hear myself? Did I hear myself say,
no.
And I was like,
I heard it too, so.
It wasn't me.
Okay, well.
It was Charlie.
We're going to watch. Okay, we're going to. I can't believe Charlie just snuck into the recording again. So we're going to be watching Planets. It's about people in collecting trash in space. It's a whole lot of fun. Uh-huh. I can't wait to talk about it. Because
it'll be fun. I like this one.
It's really cool. So, what?
Spoiler alert, we already saw part of it, and it was good.
I've watched
so far.
Most of
it. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, me neither. But okay, guys, this is podcast. No, you log out.
Email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
I say that, not you.
I wanted to say it to
Grub, who are we?
I am a gamer. Pino is a gamer.
I am a gamer.
And you... whatever, you're a gamer too. Guys, we're the Oh, I almost
We are the Funky Anime Podcast. We are the Three Weebros. Hope you had a fun time with us.
There's definitely not any sort of...
Shush. This is We Are the Funky Anime Podcast. Hope you guys have a great time. Love you all.
Guys, we'll see you next week.
See you in 2 weeks, Pino, you stupid moron.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Why do I always say that?